Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 68 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. I only play the hooks, because I'm cool like that. If you're watching the video version of this show, bear with me as I figure out the whole lighting situation. Or if you just want to switch over to the audio version, I'm told I'm even more attractive. I hope your week is off to a good start. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But it's not, if it's poisoned. Because then the antidote's the most important. It's all confusing, though. Especially with the expiration dates. I mean, if the poison is past its expiration date, is it more poisonous? Or is it safe? Anyway, let's just play some hooks. As I'm sitting here alone, wondering when I'll hear from you. First up on the show today is a pop song about unrequited love by Camara Morrell. She wrote the song about an attached man who led her on before revealing he wasn't as available as he seemed. I know something about that. Because handicapped parking spaces, they seem available, but they're not. This next song is Affection. I don't know about you, but I like to flirt. I have a great pickup line. Okay. I say, good thing I brought my library card, because I'm checking you out. Oh, okay, that didn't work. In fact, I got a fine. That's the last time I come on to an on-duty traffic cop. Anyway, this is Affection. Affection is a song that tells a true story about a real-life grandma who thinks she can write and perform pop music. The same thing happened to my grandma who thought she could write and perform, but it was just embarrassing. Oh, wait, did I say my grandma? I meant my grandpa. Oh, no, it was my uncle. Okay, it was me, but in my defense, I was left unsupervised. Plus, I'm pretty sure my guardian angel drinks. Okay. G. Ricky grew up with the Beatles, and she loves Ed Sheeran. And for this song, she brought the two influences together. Kind of like the way I discovered that a bird feeder in the garden can also serve as a cat feeder. I know. I'm a genius. Anyway, this is our story. When nothing comes close to us and how we did it come. Wow, that song is infectious. Don't forget to navigate to episode 68 at hookblast.com, where you can vote for your favorite song on this episode, no matter when you're listening during the week. We tally the votes and announce the song with the most votes 2 weeks later. The song with the most votes 2 weeks ago on episode 66 was Dreamcatchers by Remy, which beat out the next two songs by only one vote. Bad Boys Are Overrated by Sadie and Sunshine by Mr. Loomis also received a lot of votes. And the other two songs on the episode were also within striking distance, so I guess it was a really good episode. Probably because I talked less, but my words were more meaningful. Anyway, that's just the way life goes. Actually, that's the title of the next song, and it's by songwriter Rhonda Hark. This is her second turn at writing from the perspective of a guy and for a male vocalist.
Even summer love can be a casualty of time. When there's disappointment, troubles never far behind. She left me on a Tuesday morning, coffee cup in hand, with a note that said there were some things I never understand. But we'll always have fried chicken, Jim Beam in the park, skinny dipping in the quarry after dark. We'll have all of our I love yous and I told you so's. May not have each other, but it's just the way life goes.
That's just the way life goes. I know something about that. The other day, I was leaving the store without buying anything, and I was thinking to myself, I should really go back and pay for this stuff, because they probably have security cameras. So I did. I always do. That's just the way life goes. The Hook Blast podcast is brought to you by Music X-Ray. And speaking of Music X-Ray, I ran one of my songs that I wrote through Music X-Ray, and it came back that it has less than a week to live. Anyway, new artist users of Music X-Ray can apply promo code HOOKBLAST21 at checkout to remove the transaction fee on their first submission. And just so you know, promo codes don't really work as safe words. I found out the hard way. For 45 minutes, I was screaming, Hook Blast 21, Hook Blast 21. It didn't work. Up next on the show today is a song by artist Marlena Anna called Yours. She wrote it and recorded it for her latest EP, which was released in March. Kind of like my brother from Rikers Island. This is Yours.
I've never fallen that fast before.
Pulling up the rear on episode 68 of the Hook Blast podcast is Jimmy and the Beautiful Mistakes. This is a song Jimmy wrote when he was finally done with being someone's rescuer. He said he was done being a doormat and being used financially and emotionally. I know how he felt, because I too said I would not be a financial and emotional doormat anymore to my family. Well, except for financially and emotionally. Anyway, this is The Wolf Will Survive.
The wolf will survive.
Okay, that is The Wolf Will Survive, a song about finally being done with a situation when you're ready to move on. Kind of like right now, because that's all the time we have for episode 68 of the Hook Blast podcast. All songs are used with the permission of the rights holders. Don't forget to go vote for your favorite song on today's episode, and if you enjoyed this show, maybe give us a 5-star rating and a clever review in your podcast app. I'll see you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. And here's something to think about. the human brain named itself. I know. Bye-bye.